Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and WXCO, 1230 AM.
Here's Pat Kreitlow.
I am reminded by the great Francesca Hong, state assembly rep, who has one of my favorite Twitter feeds, and I really do have to get her booked on the show. But she reminds us that Ron Johnson told Brian Kilmeade recently that he is opposed to Medicare negotiating drug prices because it is, quote, political industry. Well, we wouldn't want that now, would we? So again, just in case you're wondering, you know, who Ron Johnson might be working for on this. And apparently, I don't have it in front of me, but there is a new attack ad on Mandela Barnes criticizing women of color that he has complimented. I can only assume that that's Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm just guessing. And if that's really what, you know, Ron Johnson and his supporters are going to do, is try to make this campaign about, you know, women of color from outside of Wisconsin, I think that that's, again, that'll work with a base that's already out there, but I don't know that it gets you any extra votes, because there are plenty of people already motivated to vote who might not normally in a midterm election. The repeal of Roe v. Wade is certainly the top driver among many reasons. And while this is not from Wisconsin, this case that just came down from Florida is not going to help matters at all. A Florida appeals court has just affirmed a court order that prohibits a parentless 16-year-old from getting an abortion on the grounds that she has not proved she is mature enough to get an abortion. So because the 16-year-old has no parents, she can't get her parents' permission. She hasn't proven that she's mature enough to get an abortion. So the state will force her to stay pregnant and to bear a child instead. This is what we have in our court system right now after this many years of you know, Trump-appointed judges and others.
I was gonna say, is this that same Florida judge that was single-handedly responsible for overturning the national mask mandate on airlines? Because what?
Right. It's I don't know. I like I said, just came down, and here's what you won't see. You won't see that judge or the state of Florida or Governor Ron DeSantis offering to pay for her medical care. They will not, you know, take care of her when she gives birth. They will not provide financial, physical, mental support. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, freedom, but there's not going to be nearly the pro-life, pro-child sentiment when you force somebody to give birth, you know, whether it's a parentless child or a 10-year-old who's been raped, and you're going to force that child, force that little girl to go through pregnancy. There's a lot at stake that's going to gin up voter turnout. And I think running attack ads against Ilhan Omar may not necessarily be the way to go. Earlier in the show, we talked to Dick Ostman running against Tom Tiffany for Congress. If you missed it earlier, he knows that one of the challenges out there is that while there's all these negative ads that will be run again about scary crime and, you know, scary politicians, Tom Tiffany has actually voted, you know, for or against things. He has an actual record that Dick Ostman will have to call to voters' attention, such as Tiffany voting against a price cap for insulin and Tiffany voting against a bill that would have relieved the baby formula shortage. Also voted, you know, against or has made noise about having Social Security either privatized or come up for, you know, an annual vote by Congress, by politicians. And of course, there was the no vote on burn pit legislation that would have helped veterans with their health. Expanding broadband to more of rural Wisconsin, voting against the bipartisan infrastructure bill. These are all things that set up a record, but you know, getting to each one of those in a campaign ad is extremely difficult because campaign ads, you know, 30 seconds long, and you're really not, you don't have the time to lay out a, you know, a grocery list of what somebody voted for or against. You have to take one or two things, and then you really have to, you know, drive home that point using whatever, you know, imagery, music, you know, testimonial or whatever, you know, that you have out there. So if you, you know, wonder moving forward, are these the kinds of things that are going to get, you know, mentioned on this program frequently? Yeah, that's really what you're seeing at Up North News as well, is that we can take that extra time that, you know, a local newscast can't do, doesn't have the time to do, or maybe does not have the freedom to do because of whether it's advertiser pressure or the bias of, you know, a publisher, a news director, a station manager, or what have you, that we can take the time to do that. So to that end, it's where we'd really like to have your questions on certain issues or what certain candidates have said or what they've stood for. What's your questions about issues? What are your priorities about what you think the candidates should be talking about? And also, and I'm curious about this, as you start getting political mail, what are you getting? What is the messaging about? Because, you know, we see press releases as they come in, but we don't see, you know, what's in your mailbox. There's probably a good chance you don't want us to see what's in your mailbox. You don't be embarrassed. I mean, somebody still has to subscribe to Cosmo out there, or, you know, whatever.
How did you know that I got my monthly copy this week?
You know, I follow it for the horoscopes. I've always been a big fan. But you do get political mail, and we're curious to see when you get something from a Republican or a Democrat, what is it that they're saying to you? What message are they trying to convey? And is there something there that we need to fact check? And I'm guessing the answer is going to be, you know, yes, from time to time, but we would like that. So that's why I hope by now you've reached for a pen or pencil, if you haven't already committed to memory, that our email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. We are all the time looking for that kind of feedback that, frankly, we wish more news outlets and I guess elected officials too would get. It's something both of our guests today, Dick Ausman running for Congress and Bob Look running for state Senate, talked about. And that is listening. I mean, yes, I'm going to be talking for 3 hours every morning, sometimes with guests, sometimes with poor Luke, but sitting here talking, but it's all based on what we're hearing from you, what I see in the email box, you know, every day. And it's that's what we want to respond to. It's what we want to book guests on and base our questions around. So thank you for your input for these first couple of weeks. Please keep it coming. I'm Pat Quitelow. We will join you again for another edition of Up North News tomorrow morning.